Hey, besties.
Welcome to the BFF Bookcast.
We're your hosts, Teresa and Katie.
Before we jump in, we just want to remind everyone that what we discuss are our own thoughts and opinions. Just remember, we are here to have a good time.
And as always, please check trigger warnings before reading any books we will be discussing. And beware, we curse like the Bat Boys probably do during their annual snowball fight.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, Tay.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm great. This is our second recording in one day.
We are just like, we're pumping them out today. We normally just like wait until the week of the episode to record, but we finished these books already. So we were like, if we wait.
Well, and like for this one, I think in particular, you and I.
Yes.
I mean, we just recorded X House, which doesn't come out until the end of the month. We loved X House. It was a 5-star read.
Yeah.
But this is a 5 billion quadrillion hungover, can't pick up a book right now type of reading.
I'm refusing to pick up a book. I'm also, and I never do this, I kept putting it down because I was like, I don't want it to be over.
Yeah.
Like, I was at like 88%, and I was like, I mean, I can finish this right now. It was like 37 minutes left in the book. And I was like, I'm going to wait. I'm going to put it down. I'm going to wait till tomorrow. I'm going to finish it tomorrow. Like, I was trying to prolong it as long as possible because I loved it so much. And obviously the book we're talking about is Play Along by Liz Tomford. Which apparently her last name is Liz Tomfordy, but
yes. Liz Tomford.
But she's never told me that, so I'm just gonna keep saying Tomford.
I will say in that audio group that we belong to, the people actually like, make sure when you whatever, it's Liz Tomfordy. I'm sure you heard in the whatever.
Yeah.
Which I can appreciate, because I wouldn't want someone to mispronounce my name here. Actually speaking, which I have a funny story about mispronouncing a name. I worked with a girl for 3 years. Three years. Yeah. And every single one of us, including my bosses, called her we were not pronouncing her last name correctly. So finally, like, she was like, something came up and it basically forced her hand to say something. And I literally remember looking at her and being like, why wouldn't you just correct me? Like,
yeah.
I would have, like, I don't care. It's your last name. Make sure I'm saying it correctly. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, like, I remember, like, walking away and then looking at one of my coworkers, and I'm like, I don't know if I should feel stupid or she should feel stupid.
I mean,
3 years?
My maiden name, we always pronounce it Spada, but it's pronounced Spada, like, the true Italian pronunciation is Spada. And when I went to college, everyone just was like, oh, Spada. And I was just like, yeah, sure. So, like, people from college, like, will be like, oh, yeah, like, Spada. And I'm like, yeah. And then, like, everybody else in my life is like, Spada. And I'm like, sure. Also, right.
I mean, I can understand it,
yeah.
Like, in pronunciation. Yeah, like that, like, what?
But, okay, so
or?
I was working with this kid once. His name was Robert. His name was Robert. When he started working there, we all were calling him Rob. 2 years, we're calling him Rob. Rob. We get, like, a new manager. We're doing, like, a whole team, like, introduction. He's like, hey, like, I'm Bobby. Everyone looks and said, you're Bobby? He was like, well, yeah. He's like, so that's, like, what I normally go by. He's like, but, you know, everyone here calls me Rob. I'm like, yeah, you can't change it now 2 years in. You should have said, hey, I'm Bobby when you first started here. We made fun of him forever. I was like, you can't just all of a sudden 2 years in be like, now I want to go by Bobby. I'm
like,
sorry.
This is my moment.
I was like, I am never calling you Bobby. Ever.
That's amazing.
Anyway, play along with Tom Fordy.
I
feel like this book needs no introduction, but.
It needs no intro. However, okay, so this is, we all know what Teresa likes. Teresa likes friends to lovers. Teresa likes, second chance romance, and she's a fucking sucker for golden retriever energy. I will say there's nothing wrong with golden retriever energy, but typically that's just, like, not the kind of man that I, like, gravitate towards in a book. Like, perfect example, Elsie Silver series, like, my favorite guy is Kate.
Yeah, and I'm Theo.
She's Theo, girl.
So I think that makes perfect sense.
I knew going in, like, we were talking about this the other night, like, Liz, so far, she has been 3 for 3. Right? Like,
yeah.
Fucking nailed this. It knocked them all out of the park. She, I don't know how she hasn't figured it. She wasn't writing beforehand. It's like, she's fucking phenomenal at it.
Yeah.
So preface, I knew going into this was probably going to be a 5-star read.
Yeah.
No matter what. I didn't realize it was going to be a 5 bajillion, trillion, 5-star read.
I really was like, oh, I was like, even if it's not my favorite,
It's still
minimum. It'll be 4 stars.
Like, minimum. I was like, there's got to be some whatever. Golden Retriever, again, Golden Retriever energy is not my thing. It's not that it's not my thing. It's just like, I like it, but it's not like my favorite.
Right.
Isaiah? Like, book two was probably...
I want him to put a leash on me and take me for a walk.
Yes. Like, holy fucking shit, he's my favorite. This book is probably my favorite series. And I was very indie, and Ryan Shea, like, they were probably like, my favorite. Like, Kai and Miller were, like, maybe, like, right underneath there. Like, I love them. But, like, no. Play Along is, like, surpassed everything.
Yeah.
It is sitting on a whole different, like... shelf of fucking spectacular.
It's my favorite of the series, which is really hard for me to admit because I was very ride or die for Xander's and Stevie. I was ride or die. I was like, nobody's going to take them away from me. They are mine. Nobody will surpass them. I was an OG, especially as a hockey. I was like, I'm an OG girly. That's a hockey romance. Like, nothing is going to be better than that. Insert Isaiah Rhodes. Goodbye. Done.
You know what I love too with interconnected series? Well, with interconnected series, you always get glimpses of, like, the other characters, right? Because, like, so then sometimes you know, like, someone's book's coming, you get excited.
Yeah.
I was always excited for this book. But I love that she gave us a very surface sprinkle, but then gave us two characters that I was not expecting.
Yeah.
I was not expecting the depth that we got with these people.
No, because
I really thought he was just going to be true, typical Golden Retriever.
Yeah.
And she was just going to be, like, a jilted... athletic trainer who...
Yeah, I didn't
realize these stories that we were getting.
I was expecting Jilted Bride.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was expecting... Obviously, we knew at the end of Caught Up that there was a drunk Vegas wedding.
Yes.
I was expecting kind of like I was jilted.
This is my payback. A little bit.
But I was expecting more, I guess, like...
Because she was a jilted bride.
I was expecting, like, a friends with benefits situation. I want to get over my ex.
Yes.
Or, like, I'm going to stay in the marriage to, like, stick it to my ex. That was not the case whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, ex who? Like, Connor doesn't exist. She didn't even, like, they weren't in love. It was, like, an arranged.
Bug I crunch under my shoe.
It was an arranged, yeah.
The guts to sort out.
It was an arranged marriage.
Yes.
Like, for business purposes, family business purposes. So she, like, really was not upset or distraught over the fact that it wasn't.
But I love the story about it. Like, and then even, like, the Dean components. You know, like, her stepbrother and Isaiah have, like, some beef together. Like, you then... she wrapped this up in the most beautiful of bows.
You know what?
And delivered us, like, a Michelin star rated, Miller rated type of, like...
three Michelin stars.
Like, holy fucking shit.
Which, like... there's, like, no cooking aspect at all in this, but three Michelin stars. Miller's giving them out.
Miller's giving them out.
No, yeah, like, the whole, like, Dean aspect. So, okay. Again, no introduction. I'm not even going to describe this.
If you're listening to this, you read this.
Yeah, like, Isaiah's perfect. Isaiah is Kai's brother. He's shortstop. He hits home runs. And he's in love with his athletic trainer, who is really
a doctor.
She's an MD. And she, okay.
I can't wait. I cannot wait to talk
about this. The whole Dean thing. Okay, so Isaiah and Kai's mother dies when they are, like,
13
and 15. And it, like, completely changes, like, their trajectory, like, of their life. Like, their dad becomes, like, an alcoholic, and he basically just, like, leaves, and then Kai has to raise Isaiah. And it's only ever been the two of them, Kai and Isaiah. Like, that's all that they've had. And Isaiah has, like, a lot of anxiety around storms because their mom dies tragically in a car accident during, like, a thunderstorm. But he's always kind of been, like, the person who he acts very, like...
He's, like, the funny guy.
He's the,
like,
funny guy. He's
serious.
Yeah.
Like,
he's
just
the guy.
Lucky.
He wants to make... like, if you're sad, he wants to make you smile. If, like, he doesn't ever want... again, we were saying this about the ex-house. He doesn't want to be, like, a burden in anybody's, like, life. So he always wants to be, like, the lighthearted, like, fun guy that everybody wants around that can make your day better.
Like, he never shows any of their emotions besides happiness. And if he does need a moment, he runs away to collect himself.
And then you find out, like, obviously Kennedy's family is, like, very fucked up. And, like, Dean, her stepbrother, has always had, like, an issue with Isaiah. Like, growing, like, they went to, like, rival schools, and they were on rival baseball teams, and, like, any girlfriend that Isaiah would get, like, Dean would pursue, and then, like, the girlfriends would cheat on Isaiah with Dean, and it was, like, this whole, like, rivalry, and, like, Dean was an asshole. Understand.
110%.
under he's a kid who's being like neglected by his parents. His dad like doesn't support his athletic career, but like would say like, oh, like Isaiah, like he would like talk like positively about Isaiah's like talent, but then like kind of put Dean down. So Dean had all of this like jealousy and animosity towards Isaiah because like he was so jealous that Isaiah had Kai, like had this like wonderful, like loving brother that even though their dad left them and their mom died, it was still like a better home situation than what Dean had. And I like the fact that they like, you know, Dean goes and he like kind of owns up to it and you get the apology and he's very sincere about it.
But you also like learn like, so, but what I liked about that too, is like you learn more about Isaiah and how he turned out, why he turned out the way he turned out, because like he used to be a relationship guy, but then Dean kept stealing all like these girls. So like no female has ever been able to quote unquote save his life. Like his mother didn't choose to pass away.
Right.
But like she was tragically taken. And then any other female he's ever encountered has disappointed him in some sort of way of like, well, I now went to something that was better.
Yeah.
And then you even learn like, even though Kai 100% has taken care of his brother, like Isaiah didn't want to be the burden. So he wanted to ensure Kai like, was happy, so he kind of took on this persona of like, well, my brother's going to do all this stuff to provide financially for us and help us try to get here and there, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure that, like, even if the bus ride, we don't have the money for it, I'm going to become friends with them and, like, be that fun, flirty, like, all charismatic type of guy so I can, like, get us where we need to go. So he had it, like, you only ever kind of get, like, oh, Kai was, like, the provider, but, like, Isaiah did what he could to help Kai in reverse. You're like, oh my God. Okay. Like this all makes sense.
Yes. And like in the beginning, in the prologue, when he like sees Kennedy for the first time, it is like love at first sight.
Yes. He's,
and he tells his friends, like he tells Cody, I think Cody and Travis, like, that's my wife.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, well, she's literally wearing a ginormous engagement ring. He like doesn't even clock it at first. He just sees her and he's like, I'm in love with this woman.
Yeah.
And then, so then for 2 years, he like, he's at this point, he's like, well, she's getting married. So he's playboying it up. But he's also very flirty towards her. But he's just like kind of like that jokester kind of guy.
Yeah.
And then one day she shows up to work. She's not wearing her engagement ring anymore. And he's like, oh, okay. Like maybe I do have a chance. He stops. Like he stops dating. He stops sleeping around. He stops talking to women in general. Because he's like, now this is my shot.
Kennedy K is mine.
He's like, so he's doing anything he can, but he's like, she's not taking me seriously because I've always, the past 2 years, I've only ever joked around with her.
And he is a flirt.
And he is a very big flirt.
She's not, like, so she's not taking me seriously.
But she, like, she's like, oh, she's remembering him from the past 2 years, not the last year where he has only ever been kind of, like, pursuing her, but she's not taking it seriously.
And she also has no idea that he hasn't been playing.
And then, so then when Kai tells her, like, hey, like, he, all he's ever wanted is a family of his own. All he's ever wanted is, like, a woman that, like, will choose him and stay with him. And then when Isaiah tells her, like, oh, he, like, makes this, like, whole speech because he gets mad at her.
I do love when he gets mad at her. Like,
he gets mad at her twice, and both times I loved it.
Same. I was salivating.
And he, because, yeah, I mean, the whole bathroom scene is, like,
amazing.
Well, you know what? We're talking about it. Let's just get there.
Because this whole time, like, so, you learn that Kennedy, like, there was never physical touch. She was shipped off to boarding schools. Like, nannies raised her. So, like, her mom basically just, like, birthed humans and just was, like, see you by, well, birthed her and, like, was, like, see you by. Like, so there was never, like, affection. There was never love within the family.
No.
Like, at home. So, like,
no intimacy, no love, no, like hugging,
had,
no
like,
touching.
Even, like, when they talk about, like, where she came from the past year to, like, present, like, she doesn't know how to hug her friends. She doesn't know how to show any sort of intimacy. And, like, Connor, her fiancé, wanted like this PDA like type of like affection, like, well, like, of course you want to touch the person you're gonna be with, like, and she wanted nothing to do with it, like, she didn't know how to do that. So she thinks like staying married to Isaiah is gonna like help her date in the future. So
yeah, she asks
to learn to be
do love the whole like teach me kind of like trope, and like she's not a virgin, so it's not some like weird like virginal thing. She just like
Show me how to be affectionate.
Show me how to be comfortable touching people. Like, and she's so comfortable around Isaiah that she's like, you're the perfect person to kind of practice on because like, I feel like I can trust you.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. But he gets mad at her because, okay, so they're at, which I want to talk about this too in a minute, but when they're at Kai's award ceremony and he, whatever, this is, she goes up to the bar and a guy starts flirting with her, and she's like allowing him to flirt. And I, you know what? Literally, there's nothing wrong with it, but it is a little weird to do it at like a work event with your husband, which everyone thinks that you're like married. Whatever. Isaiah gets really, really mad about the whole situation, and that's when he's like, "I need time. Don't come after me."
Which also appreciate a man who can communicate.
Yeah. Kai tells her the whole thing about like Dean and the girlfriends, and like, you know, Isaiah's like issue with like feeling like abandoned by women, I guess, basically. And she like makes like, she like says something like kind of insinuating that like he's getting with women.
Yes.
And he was like, what did she say? She was like, we have no agreement in place that said you couldn't. I'm just saying you can't tell me not to innocently talk to someone when you're, and he's like, when I'm what? He's getting that.
Yeah.
He's like, when I'm what? When I'm constantly thinking about you, when I'm not sleeping with other women, like literally he's like,
He's like,
I haven't laid a finger on anyone other than you, not once. And not just since we've been married. I haven't even looked at another woman since the day I found out you ended your engagement. I would have waited for you since the day I met you had I known you weren't in love with your fiance. For years, I thought you were happy with someone else. But I only found out 10 months ago. For the last 10 months, I thought I might have a real shot. So I've tried my fucking best. I've waited for you to see me. And I'd wait the rest of my life if I thought I ever had a real chance with you. But I don't, do I? Never have. And he like kind of like stalks off. And he's like, God, why can't you see it? Why can't you see me? Like, he's like
begging her.
Like, look at me and like, see me. Like, I'm not fucking with you. Like, when I tell you that I like you, like, I like you. When I tell you that I want to be with you, I really want to be with you. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, I'm not fucking around when I say these things.
He's not just like helping. Like, yes, he wants to help her because like he's friends with her, but like, he's helping her because like he's been in love with her. Like,
yeah. He's helping her because he's in love with her. And all he ever wants is like what's best for her. So even if that means her taking the job in San Fran, he's like, if you want a divorce, we'll get divorced. But she follows him. So they go to the bathroom that is like their place. And she wants to show him that she sees him and appreciates him and whatever. So she gets on her knees. And I love this. He literally says stop. And she gets embarrassed. She's like, oh my God, like I read the situation wrong. He takes off his jacket and folds it so that her knees won't hurt. And then he's like, now get back on your knees, bitch. But I loved it because I was like, he can be very domineering, but he's also like, are you okay? Am I taking this too far? Are you comfortable?
But that's what
he's
I like
checking
about
in. Yeah.
Yes, like, he always checks in throughout the entire time that he's with
because
him.
He understands her and what she needs and where she's coming from. So he wants, obviously, to show her some stuff.
Yes.
But he also wants to make sure that it's not too much and that she's comfortable.
Yes.
So he's like, yeah, you're going to suck my dick, but first, let's put some padding on your knees, baby girl. And I was like, Isaiah. I'm like blushing. She goes, I'm sorry. And he goes, don't fucking apologize. Now you can get on your knees in front of me. After he like puts the jacket down, I was
deceased.
Get it wet, spit on it, lick it. I don't give a fuck, but get it wet for me, Kenny. This entire bathroom scene, like he goes, I'm going to ruin your makeup. Then I'm going to ruin you for anyone else. You got it. Whatever. She's obviously performing oral sex on him. And he goes, are you going to be a good little wife and swallow it all for me? And she nods, obviously. He goes, good. Now take a deep breath because it's the last one you're going to get for a while.
I was like, oh my God. I literally sat there, like, I think my head was up, my hand was on my head, like, oh my God.
Then finish the job, Ken. Are you kidding? Okay.
But I'm on my knees. That's what I liked about him. Like, he is Golden Retriever vibes on the surface, but there's so much more to him,
and
right?
We've said this, I'm sorry, I like to cut you off. We said this about Powers, where we were like, oh, it didn't make sense for Jasper to all of a sudden be kind of like a little bit more domineering. Because
this made sense.
I can't explain it. Like everything you learn about Isaiah, you're like, yeah, it fits.
And like even from the get-go, like Kai, his friends, everyone, we were talking, it's like via text, like we appreciated that like that his friends and close people knew that this was fake.
Yeah.
It sold the story.
They tell everybody who's important to them that the marriage is not
real. It's to save Kenny's job. And, like, I think the whole time, like, and again, from the get-go, like, even Kai's like, dude, do you know it's fake? Like,
yeah, because like, everybody knows that Isaiah's been obsessed with her for 3 years.
So, but, like, it just tracks, right? Like, everything just makes sense. Like,
yeah.
This guy from the beginning was like, I now have X amount of months to make my wife fall in love with me.
Yeah.
Like, this has been, like, his goal.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole conversation, every conversation Isaiah and Kai have together, like, I love the relationship between the brothers. But like in the beginning when Isaiah is like, okay, I want mom's ring. And Kai's like, this is not a real marriage. Like, yeah. Are you sure you want to give her mom's ring? You don't want to like wait to give that to some. And he's like, no, this woman is my wife. I love her.
I'm gonna make her.
And Isaiah, like from the beginning, he's like, it's fate, right? The reason why they meet the way that they meet is because he's hiding out in the bathroom because it's the anniversary of his mom's death, and he needed like a little bit of alone time. He meets this woman, and he's like, my mom sent her to me. And then you find out that like Max's birthday is also the anniversary of the mom's death. Yeah. So like he's like, you know, mom sent you Max, and like mom sent me Kennedy.
And then they get married.
And then they get married on the anniversary. Like, so like after he's saying all this, Kai's like, yeah, Kai's like, all right, I'll get you the ring. Like, Kai is such a good brother.
That's what I mean. Like at the end of the day, like he's being a brother in the sense of like, dude, are you sure?
Yeah.
But he's also respecting so supportive. His brother's wishes when he's like, no, dude, like that I'm like, please.
Yeah.
Okay. Then okay. Like then I will get you this ring. I also love that like you find out he's colorblind and like,
oh my god, stop.
When she starts like picking out like things for him and like making sure, like she thought that like this guy was like showing up to functions like not disheveled but like didn't really give a fuck because that was like his attitude.
Yeah, she's like, oh, his socks never match, like literally nothing he wears ever is like coordinated.
And she's just like, he probably just doesn't give a flying fuck. And then like he has to ask about her Auburn hair. Like,
I was gonna say, when he asks Auburn, and this is like still the prologue, when he goes and he's like, what color is her hair?
Yeah.
And Travis is like, red. And he was like, and then Cody's like, no, man, you know, you got to explain it a little bit better to him. And then
I
like,
love how his friends like really like.
Yeah, so Cody like starts explaining it to him. And he's like, so he considers it like its own color. It's like Kennedy K. Auburn.
Yes.
And then.
Like he's never seen anything like it. When she, I was like thinking about this the whole epilogue. Time. When like, I was like, I wonder if she, like, because she's in the medical field. And we'll talk again. We have a couple things to talk about, medical field components that like Liz has given us for this book. But I was like, I wonder if like she'll get him like those glasses. And when she got him the glasses, I literally like had a call. And I was like, I'm gonna cry because like he can like it takes him a minute to like it does. It takes you like a minute to kind of like understand what's occurring.
He's like, oh, thanks for the sunglasses, babe.
Yeah, cool. But then he's like, wait a minute, like I'm starting to, and she's like, Kit, are you noticing? Like she's getting excited for him. He can like see. He's like, oh my god, this is like the Kennedy K. Auburn. Like,
yeah.
Oh my god, literally was like wiping my face.
He's just like touching it and like looking at it, and he's like it's sparkling. Like he's just so like he's crying because he's like he can't believe that he can like actually see what it is. Like,
oh my god, I can cry now. Thank you. It was like such a cute moment. But even with Kennedy, first off, I was messaging Liz. I'm a sucker for a gender-neutral name for a girl.
Yes.
My daughter, Leah, was going to be Logan for the longest time, which is a gender-neutral name. And then I had a dream, and it just, whatever, Leah. So I literally messaged Liz. I was like, I'm just going to say this to you. Like, if this – I'm birthing a human in a month. If this was a girl, I would be fighting with my husband now. I'd be like, we're naming our daughter Kennedy. We're calling her Kennedy.
Yeah.
Like, how fucking cute is that?
I love that he calls her. Okay.
I love that he
calls her Kennedy, and then Cody does, and
she's like, shut the fuck up.
And he's like, what did you just fucking call her? Mm-hmm. And he's like, why did you call her? And he's like, I will murder you. And he's like, you're lovesick. Like, you're so fucking lovesick.
So lovesick. And I was supposed to be Lucia. I don't know about Lucia.
You don't know, Katie.
Absolutely no. But I do. I know a little girl whose name it's Lucia, and they call her Lou. And I was like, that is fucking interesting. Like, I love a boy nickname for a girl.
Yeah.
So this just, I don't know. And of course, like, if you've caught on, Stevie,
yeah,
Miller, like, they're all, like, gender-neutral names besides Indy, I'd say.
Yeah.
Which Liz did say we were investing. I was like, no, I would literally be in a heated debacle if we had a name picked out, like, we would be changing it.
Yeah.
Like, the girl's name would be Kennedy. And
100%.
Miller Kennedy.
Yeah.
Like,
100%.
But I love that we got such a deeper, again, I walked into this thinking Jilted Bride. Like, kind of getting over her ex-husband, or her ex-fiance.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be,
But, like, the first interaction, and you know what? I commend Liz for writing this, because women in sports is tough. It's a man's world.
It is.
It is really hard to get into. I would say we've made such strides with it.
I was going
to
say, actually, the NHL, the first female assistant coach was hired yesterday.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Sorry, go on.
Like, there's an NFL ref now who's female. Yeah. I actually don't know if there's a head athletic trainer out there that is female. I could be wrong. Someone can correct me if I'm wrong. But they typically hold assistant positions. And it's also just very tough to get into, like, so even when we're doing our, I have a licensure for athletic training. Even for grad school, you have to do, like, a clinical component. a lot of the D1 schools that we worked with and professional sports, females were allowed to have those, like, clinical site positions. But it does get tough because you are a female in a man's locker room.
Yeah.
These men, I don't know if you know about men in sports, but they get fucking butt-ass naked no matter what.
Their, like, dicks be swinging.
Dicks be swinging everywhere. And when you are like, I was 23 to 25 years old in grad school, college kids and professionals are around the same age as you. So, like, I remember, like, always being in classes about, like, making sure ethics-wise, like, you're doing the right thing. Like, if you start a relationship, you need to report it. Like, it's also frowned upon, obviously, if you're, like,
yeah.
it's just, like, a whole big can of worms, right? Like, you start muddying some lines, which it's also just not fair because it can work in the reverse as well, right?
Right.
Like just because you're a male athletic trainer for a women's gymnast team and she has
nobody's a groin injury.
Nobody's
questioning it.
No one questions it. It's always when the female is,
yeah.
the
more male-dominated,
yes.
Yeah.
So I just, like, I have to commend her right off the bat for, like, getting us this because it's just, you're bringing up topics that, like, should be discussed.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, the fact that she is a doctor, she's a sports medicine doctor, and this guy wouldn't hire her because he found out her name, like, wasn't Kenny or Kay, whatever. And I don't fucking blame her. I put that on my resume, too. Like, Kay,
yeah, she knew.
Whatever. She knew what she was doing, and I don't blame her at all. And then he was like, well, the only position I'm not going to hire for is an ET.
Yeah.
Like, and again, Liz puts it in there, there's nothing wrong with being an ET.
No.
Being an ET, knock your socks off. An ET and a fucking MD are vastly fucking different.
That's the thing. There's not, one's not better than the other. They're just different positions. And if you go to school for something and she went to med school, then that's the job that you want.
She's Dr. Kennedy K.
Yeah, that's the job that you want. Respect
yes.
it, right? Like, there's nothing wrong with either position. It's just that's not what I went to school
correct.
For.
And, like, same thing, like, on the field, and this, God's honest truth, this happens all the time. There's nothing wrong with being, like, a water boy or assisting with, like, the cleanup
no.
or any kind of duties. If that's what you want to do in your life, knock yourself out. That's amazing. But as someone, again, most athletic trainers have a master's degree. I don't fucking serve water.
Right, but that's not my job description.
So, like,
listen,
I
work in an office. If you start telling me to do things that are not my job description, I'm going to say, why do you
correct.
Want me to do that? Like,
and anyone should do that
right.
in any position.
You and like, yeah.
position you do. Like,
so, like, yeah, the guy, like, is trying to get her to basically not, he's basically trying to
like,
make, yeah, he's basically trying to, well, first he's trying to get her to not take the job at all. Then she takes it. She's working there for 3 years. She's everyone's favorite. She's amazing. Everyone, like, loves her, respects her. And when the whole, like, you know, it comes out that they got married, they have to pretend that it's a real marriage. And then the doctor, Dr. Frederick, is basically like, yeah, like, I knew that you were going to have an affair with one of the players.
Yeah, like, fuck you, dude.
And so then he's trying to be like, oh, I need you to, like, I need you to clean up and, like, put this away and move
but
these boxes.
Clean
yeah.
the water stuff. Like,
which they have insurance to do. And
exactly.
And so then, like, the owner, he's retiring. He's stepping down. He's handing the reins off to his granddaughter. And so she's going to be, like, the first, like, you know, female owner in sports or, like, in...
Which also fucking awesome component. Thank you, Liz.
Awesome, thank you. And it kind of just brings the whole thing where, you know, like we just said, with, like, you know, women in more male-dominated, like, environments in general, but specifically for these books, sports. But she's, like, she's around a lot. And she's, starting to, like, figure out...
Something's fishy.
And she's, like... So she's like to the doctor, she's like, I don't understand why the intern's not doing that. Why are you having your AT do this?
Yeah. Again, your AT should be able to assist as an extra set of hands
right.
for any player if there's an injury.
You should want your best AT there to help the team.
Yes. Stretch, loosen up, work, get worked on, tape. You make like,
and like
you
nobody,
are
yeah.
on,
nobody
on
besides Isaiah knows that she's actually an MD. Everyone
yeah.
thinks that she's an AT. Like nobody knows. They know that Dr. Frederick kind of treats her like shit, but they don't really know that Kennedy is just like putting up with it because she like wants to like be able to like leave eventually. Like she wants to build her resume and she's like waiting for an MD position to open.
Which it does
in San Francisco. Which I knew that she turned it down. I knew she definitely got it and turned
yeah.
it down.
But I liked that. I liked that was a component, even with Miller. Like, she goes to the job because that's, you know what I mean? Like, not that like, it would have been a bad thing if she chose to, like, if she was offered it and went. But I do like, but again, the whole book is like, Kennedy has never had a choice.
Right. And her choice, she's choosing Isaiah. Like, yeah. That's her choice. Like, I'm going to stay here. This is where my life is. This is where my husband, my friends, my family, because, like, the found family trope. My family, everybody in my whole life is in Chicago. This is a great opportunity, but I don't want to leave my life. Yeah. I will start looking for, like, MD positions at universities, and then maybe eventually I can get a job at one of the major sports teams in the city.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, like, maybe this...
Let me reassess my avenue. Yeah.
She's like, this isn't, like, my last opportunity to do the job that I'm made to do. She's like, I'm going to quit my job while... She has money. She comes from money. She has money. She's also married to a professional athlete. She's like, maybe I'll just be unemployed for a little bit while I look for a job.
Exactly.
And, of course, Isaiah, being, like, the beautiful man that he is like... He's like, you could divorce me he's like, you never had a choice. If you want to stay married, great. If you want to get divorced and still date, we can do that. If you want to get divorced and never see me again, I respect you. And he's like, if you want to stay married and stay in Chicago, also cool. If you want to stay married and you want me to go to San Fran with you, I'm open to being traded or to, you know, getting out of my contract. Like, he's like, I go where you go. I want to do what you want to do. Like, I can play baseball anywhere. If this is your dream, I support it.
Okay, Isaiah.
And then he's like, take the weekend, think about it. And she signs the papers with an I love you.
And he, but it's so cute.
So he like won't open it. He's like, I can't look at it.
Like she hands the papers back to him and she's going to go talk to Reese, which I was like dying. Yeah. I was like, I can't even open up the envelope. Here's some mess. But I do like that. And then you find out like that all the boys like filed complaints against Dr. Fredericks for her. Like, Reese being smart, putting two and two together and paying attention, but I just love like the Monty component too. Like, he comes in because, like, there are amazing organizations out there, right? Yeah. That like are aware of things. Like, you also can't, and again, Kennedy being a big girl, you can't bank on other people always fighting your battles, right?
No. Like, I mean, I am like annoyed that she didn't tell like anybody. Not yet. Okay, HR position, fine, that's one thing, but the constant harassment,
day to her, I'm like, that's doctor to you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I would, like, thrown something out politely. Like,
yeah, or just, like, I don't know. Like, so many HR violations. And I get it. Because, like, I've been in situations where, like, I don't want to be that girl at work, whatever. So I get it. And I get also, like, knowing her background. And, like, she's always a perfectionist. Never wants to be, like, a burden to anybody. Like, never felt, like, good enough for anybody. No matter what I do, how perfect I am, I'm still not good enough for my family. Like, so I understand where she was coming from. But I was like, ooh, like, I wanted her the whole book to just, like, be like, fuck you, and fuck you, like, and then she kind of does it, but then she gets the job anyway, because they're like, yeah, we fired him.
Yeah.
Because he's a piece of shit, and he sucks.
Yeah. Which, like, yes.
I loved it.
Dr.
I know.
But Liz fucking, so Teresa, I talk about this all the time. Don't, especially with you in sports, because, like, you're a hockey fan, like, a true blue hockey fan. And, like, we understand that there's going to be some books out there that, like, it's going to be surface-level stuff. It might get some stuff wrong. But,
listen,
like,
you have to take creative liberties.
Yes.
In books to be able to get the story to where you want it to be.
One book where, like, he decided to take 2 weeks off because, like, he was...
powerless. He was like, I'm not playing well, so I'm going to take 2 weeks off. Sorry. No, they're going to sit you on the bench. And they're definitely not going to let you take time off because you're not playing well. They're going to make sure that you're at the fucking arena practicing. Yes. Every day.
That is, like, something that's, like, annoying.
So that's,
like,
annoying.
That's, like, not true blue stuff. Liz fucking nailed every medical thing that she brought in the book.
When Kenny is massaging Kai's hand and she's, like, talking about, like, what she's, like, doing, I was like, Katie's, like, creaming for this.
Yes. Even, like, when she has him, like, when she's working on a shoulder blade, the fact that this woman wrote to put your hand behind the back, I was like, I literally sat there and I was like,
it's crazy, like, what a little bit of research can do.
And she didn't bring up, like, a lot of issues, like, a lot of medical issues. No. She stayed away from it. But, like, okay, you mentioned two, because you are in the training room, whatever. But, like, she must have spoken to, like, people on, like, the team that she works for. And, like, God bless you.
Yeah.
Because, like, just you giving us two sprinkles of that information, I was like, girlfriend did her fucking homework.
Yeah.
There was one book I read. I won't name names. But they were talking about, like, sticking your foot out in front of you, bending down. Like, they were, like, walking you through what they were doing. So, that is a hamstring stretch.
Yeah.
They call it a quad stretch. And I thought I was going to fucking...
Which again, just stand up and do it and you'll feel it in your hamstring. You know what I mean?
And like, then just Google the muscle in the back of your leg.
Yeah, like you can just try it and say, oh, that does not feel like my quad.
No. And if you really don't know what your quad is in your hamstring, that's totally fine. I'm not knocking you.
Yeah.
But like, just look it up.
Simple anatomy, though. Simple I feel like anatomy. You should know those.
But I was just like, okay, this girl fucking crushed it. And also just kudos because she kept referring to an athletic trainer as an athletic trainer, not a trainer. I just, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. All the years of schooling and all my fucking students.
This is our love letter to Liz.
I honestly might, because that was just like, thank you. Thank you.
She like, I mean, like, you. I don't know anything about basketball, but I remember when I read Mile High, I was like, this is, and like, then finding out that Liz worked for an NHL team, it made sense. But I was like, this feels very authentic to hockey.
Yes.
I can't say anything about the basketball. It's my least favorite sport. I don't know anything. It felt authentic. And the baseball, it felt very authentic to how.
But even like with the lineup, right? Like, okay, like the number lineup, four hitter, like it's typically like your clean, like
that's what I'm saying. Yes, research. I was saying, I know enough to know that research was done.
Yes. Which like, I really, it just sells the story more.
It sells it. It 100% sells the story more. Also like, yeah, these are sports romances, but they're more
contemporary.
They're more just like true romances with like sports aspects in them. And like, I just like, I said, I was like, it feels like coming home. Like I've been away for a while and I'm finally coming home to my family. And it feels like a warm, this book is like a nice, like warm, like hug.
From, like, do we just go to fly to Chicago and find these people and start crashing Sunday dinners?
I'm going because to family dinner on Sunday.
You're what?
I'm going to family dinner on Sunday.
What
do you want to
wear?
With
Stevie. I was like, what the fuck? Why am I not invited? Who are you friends with outside of me?
Yeah. With all of our fans.
It's such a heartwarming story.
It is. And like the character, okay. Like the characters say so true to who they are in their own books. Like they don't like, she doesn't lose Xander's voice because she's in Isaiah's head now, you know. Sometimes I feel like in interconnected standalone, sometimes the characters like lose who they are because they're like kind of side characters now, so like they don't have the, no, like Xander's is still Xander's, Stevie is still Stevie. Ryan and Indy still Ryan and Indy. Like everybody is so still who they were. And like, yes, because Isaiah is Kai's brother, we do get a lot more Kai and Miller than we do the other characters, which obviously makes sense. But Kai, still so Kai. Miller, so Miller. Miller and Isaiah's relationship, obsessed. Love it. Like, the whole, like, my, like brother-in-law, sister-in-law, I loved it. Matt, like, you still get a freaking Monty. Okay, first of all, Monty and Reese are fucking.
1,000,000%.
1,000,000%.
I need like fan art for Monty because like I'm envisioning him as he had Miller young.
So biologically they're
well,
not.
No, sorry, that's right.
Yeah.
But he adopted her when he was fairly young.
He's only in his early 40s.
So, okay. So like, he's definitely like dad bod, but has definitions still.
And he
like,
was an athlete.
And
like,
he was, yeah, that's I'm so literally like, might like have a little bit of, like, I'm envisioning like a Tom and her Gale, right? Like, you were athletes in your past life. You still have that definition to you.
Picture Tom in 5 years.
Hot.
No, I'm just saying.
Yes,
like
Tom is a football player his entire life.
If Monty's 43, like that's...
It's our husbands, and literally.
In a few years. That's like not like a crazy... Also, like that's literally Chris Evans. You know what I mean? Like it's not... For me to be like, oh, a 43... That's why when like... At first they're like, oh, Miller's dad. And I was like, oh, he's in his 50s. And then they're like, oh, it was like a whatever type of situation. And I'm like, oh, he's in his early 40s. In my head, I think 43, 44 max. And I'm like, oh, Chris, I'm like, Chris Evans. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Sign me up. I don't think he's not described as like, but I'm like, that's a 43-year-old man. Monty's a 43-year-old man.
I'm thinking him as like, you can tell he has muscle definition. You can tell he was.
He just drinks a little bit more beer now.
Exactly. So like, so you might not have a 6-pack or an 8-pack anymore, but you probably have some definition.
I like a man that's like, it's literally my husband who like doesn't, he like has like a definition, but he like also like eats donuts. You know what I mean?
There's Chick-fil-A waiting.
Don't want the, it's not my type for men.
Like Tom, you have your dating an 8-pack. He's
and you're in your early 20s.
Yes, exactly. He has definition still, but it's like,
no, but I want to know that you're eating. I don't know if you have 0% body fat.
If you're
not my type.
Than me, I don't know.
Right. Like I want you to have like 15% body fat.
Yes.
Yeah.
A little bit. Don't make me feel so much shitty about myself.
No, but I just, I don't know. I like it. you know? But yes, yeah, so I picture Monty and I'd like be like in really good shape, but just like a 43-year-old in good shape.
Yeah.
Like
kinda hot, kinda like
but it's so funny because like so Isaiah's 31, Kai's like 34. And they're like, oh, Monty's like a father figure. I'm like, he's literally 10 years older than me.
Yeah.
Like, relax.
Yeah. But I guess when you
But I get it, though, because, I mean, like, for Kai, too, it's like, this is, first of all, Monty is in a position of, like, power over them as, like, the, not coach.
General
but,
manager.
Yeah. No.
No. He's the manager, though, isn't he?
The manager.
Yeah.
I was going to say, what do they call it in baseball? It's not a coach, but it's basically their coach. So I get it for Kai, because he is, like, daddy figure.
Yeah.
And then Isaiah is like, you know, he is younger, but Reese, I think, is about Kai's age. She's in her like mid-30s, and it's enemies to lovers, the two of them. They're like, definitely fucking.
We better get a book.
I don't know. Rio's the last book.
Liz, can you just write like a novella?
I just want the Monty, Reese.
Just give me like 100 pages of them together.
I know, because I'm like, now she's introducing more of Cody and Travis, and I'm like, Cody is like obviously like bisexual, or he's pan. It doesn't matter, but he's obviously not straight. And I'm like, so what's Cody's deal? And now I'm like, now Reese and Monty are obviously fucking. What's that deal?
I just don't want the series to end.
I never want the series to end.
Never.
I know there's so much more that we have to talk about. Okay. Kai's retirement speech.
Liz, fuck you, man. In the best way. That hurt. I teared up in this book a few times.
No, this book was so much more. I don't want to say that the other ones were in heartfelt, because they were. Like, Ryan learning sign language to speak to Indy's dad. Like,
that broke me.
Liz puts these things in every single book, but Kai's retirement speech. Like,
he dresses everybody.
I was like, why is he not addressed his brother? I thought he was done. And I was like, is he not? I got mad for a minute. And then I was like, oh, wait, no. First, like, leading up to it, like, a few chapters before, he, like, tells Isaiah that Miller is going to adopt Max, like, officially. But then he, like, oh, yeah, thank you for loving me, for loving Max, for coming home when you were ready. Like, that's his, like, part, the part of the speech that he, like, addresses Miller directly. He, like, addresses, like, Max directly. He addresses Monty directly. But then he gets to his brother, and he's like, there's one single reason I've loved this game for my entire life. It's not the winning, the strikeouts, the fans, or the glory. I've loved baseball because of my brother. Isaiah was 4 years old and I was 6 when we first joined the same T-ball team. He wasn't technically old enough, but I told our mom I wasn't going to play unless he was out there with me. It's been that way for us ever since he and I together, whenever he goes on. And then he was like, as much as I love this game, what I'll miss most is sharing the field with you, traveling with you, and spending every single day with you. How lucky am I that I got a best friend and a brother all at once? Come on. Katie's going to cry.
We won't do this right now. In the moment, no. I was crying.
And then, like, Isaiah's crying. Like, a choked out sob shakes my chest. And he's not good at showing emotion.
He's like, I can't do this for my friends. Can't do this for my friends, my family. Like,
Kai's crying. Yeah. Everyone's crying. Isaiah's trying to hold it together.
Kennedy's crying.
Literally. And, like, he is, like, so, like, his brother is, like, I love. Like,
I love just. You. Yeah.
Like, I mean, obviously, I thought it was, like, amazing. Like, you know, talking about Kai, like, Max, the best thing that's ever happened to him, the whole Miller thing. But when he was talking to Isaiah, I was like, put a gun
to my head. Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know. I have a brother. I love my brother. But, like, oh, how lucky am I that I not only got a best friend, but a brother? Kill me.
Yeah. Well, because I think there's just, like, first off, trauma can do a lot to a family. It can bring you together. It can separate. Like, you really have no idea how that's going to entail.
No.
I also just think with siblings in general, like, you could be just that. You could be just siblings. You could be estranged. You could be best friends. Like my sister and I were close, but, like, we are siblings. Like she has her own friends. I have my own friends. We really don't cross into lives. And, like, that is very much okay with us. Like, we are, like, at the end of the day, like, we call each other every single day and we check in.
Yeah.
You and your brother are different. You guys are best. Like, I would say you are way more best friends than, like, Gina and I are. And, again, not saying this bad way. Gina, I don't think you listen to this, but, like, love you. Please don't take this to, like, heart, because, like, we have anxiety.
I'm just gonna be like, what did I do?
What did I do wrong? Like, no, like, it's just a different.
It's different.
It's different. But, like, these guys, like, they are attached to the hip. They hang out in the same crews. Like, their friends are the same. Like, they look at the same man the same as, like, that's our father figure. Like, they very much took it on as, like, it is us against the world, and we're doing this together no matter what. We're friends and we're brothers. Like, it's a very different relationship.
Yes.
And, like, siblings don't always come out like that.
No.
It was so touching.
It was so touching. Like, the whole story was so touching. And then, like, just, I mean, I know we said it before, but, like, Isaiah, like, the way that he treats Kennedy and the way that he, like, he even says, he's like, I see you. I know you haven't been paying attention to me, but yeah. I have been watching you. Like, I see you. And, like.
He does a couple of things with the book, and she's like, how do you know that I do?
The french fries on the hamburger. Yes. There's something else that he does.
One more thing.
And, like, that she's, and he's like, I've been paying attention.
Yeah.
You have.
And she
but
just,
I have.
Like, is still, like, not getting it. She's yeah. still like, oh, he's still, like, a playboy.
And then
just
when
wants
he's.
To fuck me, and, like, once he fucks me, it's gonna be over.
Then she's about to leave to go on her interview, and he's dropping her off at the airport. And he's, like, about to say, I love you. And he, like, panics. He's like,
I live off of you.
And she's like, oh. Okay, Isaiah.
Yeah. When she runs to him in the rainstorm.
Oh my god. Please.
Nearly died at their
F. So he lost fantasy football. And, like, if you have a husband or a boyfriend or a partner who plays fantasy football, there is always some dumb shit. Like, my husband had to drive around with, like, what's it called? A license plate cover that said, I, like, lost fantasy football. Or, like, something, like, silly. There's a bunch of dumb shit. So he came in last, so everybody in the league was allowed to buy him, like, one piece of, like, corny fucking home decor and put it wherever they wanted. So, like, he has a live, laugh, love sign. He has, like,
a
welcome mat. Yeah, a unicorn above his bed. Like, all this, like, I'm just thinking, like, go to Home Goods and pick out the corniest shit. And, like,
yes.
They all decorated the house, his apartment with it. So the live, laugh, love comes up a few times. And I just thought it was so funny that I live, laugh, love you. Like,
it's amazing.
And then, like, they use it a few other times. And I guess, like, she tells Miller. So, like, Miller, like, fucks with him about it. And he's like, I can't believe you fucking told her. And he's like, of course I told her.
Yes.
Like, Kennedy and Miller, I, like, love their friendship. I love at the end, Isaiah's, like, noticing, like, her feeling more comfortable touching, like, not only him, but
her friends.
Like,
yeah.
And, like, obviously Max is a child, but she's like, she hugs Miller. And, like, she's, like, affectionate now towards, like, other people. And even, and I love this, too, that Liz did this. Like, Reese is like, oh, I'm going to have, after she gives Kennedy the job, she's like, I'm going to have the name replaced, like, Dr. Frederick's name replaced with Dr. Rhodes. And Isaiah's like, no, it's Dr. K.
Like, she did that.
She did that before me that on her own. And she doesn't like her family, so she's like, no, it's Rhodes.
Which, like, yeah.
I loved it.
I feel like I appreciate both sides of it, right?
That's what I'm saying. I like that he said no. Yeah. Like, this is her own accomplishment. It's not me.
Yes.
And she was like, no, I'm a Rhodes now.
Yeah. Like, she's proud to be a Rhodes.
She's proud to be, which, like, I'm so funny because I'm like, I didn't want to change my last name. Like, I still hold
on. I was very okay with changing my last name, but I would say, like, if I. So, fucking, like, AT school is hard. I feel like I do what med school is like. So, like, if you wanted to keep your last name.
Yeah, but again,
you
like.
You worked your fucking ass off as your maiden name.
Another thing that Isaiah is just like, I'm just so proud of you and so supportive.
Yeah.
Whatever
if
you want, babe.
Some guys would be like, no, this is your last name now, so this is what it's going to be. Like,
no, Isaiah would never.
Isaiah would never.
She goes, she's so pretty and sometimes a little mean. It's a lethal combination.
Oh, I love that line. It's so good.
The flirting was immaculate. Like, this man.
I love when she's like, I think I have a crush on my husband.
She literally, yeah, okay, yeah. Oh. So she walks down the aisle, drunk, their drunk wedding. She walks down the aisle to Obsessed by Mariah Carey, which is like a joke because she's like, you are literally so obsessed with me. And he's like, no, I truly am. So then he makes it his walkout song and he like turns, points the bat at her and winks.
Oh.
And she's like, oh my God, I think I have a crush on my husband. I'm like,
girl, same.
We all have a crush on your husband. Like, I was highlighting like everything.
Same. It was just awesome.
When he goes, eyes up here, wife, he's always just like walking around shirtless.
Yes.
He goes, eyes up here. She's like, I'm a Dr. Rhodes, Ace Anatomy, in fact. I know where your eyes are located. I just don't care right now.
Yeah, like, I'm looking
around. She's like, I'm going to check you. I'm checking you out. So, like, I love that she, like, gave it right back. Like,
yes.
I love, like, the banter was so good. We say, like, banter and tension is everything. And, like, yeah, there's obviously a lot of spice in this. But there is tension.
There's a lot of tension. And, again, the whole – every time you've gotten Kennedy and Isaiah in past books, she's been very professional in
yes.
her role. So, like, it made sense that it started out that – like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, I think, like, a lot of her reactions make – everything about this just made sense.
Yeah.
Liz – you beautiful minded, fucking intelligent, wonderful writer, you. Thank you.
I know. And to think like she's not like this wasn't her job. She just decided up.
She said she told us during
COVID
she just started writing.
Because she was the head flight attendant for the San Jose Sharks, and during COVID there was no traveling. the hockey season was canceled or postponed. Well, 2020 postponed. And so she had a lot of time. So she was like, I think I'm going to start writing. And she did. And I was like, girl.
God bless COVID for giving us Liz Tom 40.
Yes. Sorry. I keep saying it wrong. I don't mean it. I know better now.
It's a lot to say.
Yeah. Oh, and then like his anxiety attacks, like with the storms and how texting everybody.
Guys, check in. And all like, this is when you know you have good friends. When they like respond immediately, they tell him exactly. There's no, and again, like Isaiah being funny and like lighthearted, this is like the only glimpse he like gives him of himself to his friends. And like guys can be guys, right? Yeah. Like, I mean, same with girls. Can go either way. But like some guys might have poked fun. Like some guy, like, these are true blue friends where they're like, this is where I am, I'm safe.
Like, even Monty, like, he's always like, are you home? You're not going out, right? You're not leaving the house. Like, they all know why, but they don't press him for more.
Correct.
He, like, fully, like, tells Kennedy, like, the reasoning and, like, everything. Yeah. And then she's, like, looking up, like, how to, like, help with his anxiety. And then by the end, he's, like, going to therapy to, like, you know, help himself, like, work through it. I like when he finally goes to Monty at the end and Monty's, like, you know, like, Kai comes to me. I know when Kai needs help because he asks for it. You never do, so I don't know.
He's like, I can see through you.
Right.
Like, he's like, you think you've been, like, you've been putting on this persona. He's like, I've been seeing through you this whole time, but.
Yeah.
But I do like that they have, like, a check-in with Monty. I just really want a Monty book. I want a Monty and Reese.
I love it. I love that Miller and Kai named their daughter Emmy May because Monty's, his last name is Montgomery, obviously. His first name's Emmett. So Emmy for Emmett, and then May was Kai and Isaiah's mom. I'm like,
I would lose it. I mean, I did kind of lose. I was like, oh my God, get your shit together.
Yeah, Monty goes, our relationship isn't like the one I have with Kai because you are not your brother. He makes it pretty fucking obvious when he needs my help, even if he doesn't directly come out and say it. But you act like a little shit half the time because that's what you want the guys on the team to believe. So I play into it. But I know that's not you. I see who you really are. Whether you like it or not, whether you leave or not, you will always be part of my family.
Which, like, such a dad thing to say.
Yes. I feel blessed that the two of you have let me fill a role that someone else left.
I can tear up right now.
Like, I'm just saying, like, this book was just, like, so...
It had everything.
It was so funny and so hot. And, like, I had all of that, but it was...
Lighthearted. And then had big moments.
Big moments. And, like, all the... Honestly, like, I know we're getting Rio's book, but this felt like the finale.
It really did feel like the finale.
Because there were just so many of these, like, moments with these characters that were so, like... Like, I think we're going to get more of, like, Ryan and like, Xander's. Like, this one was very heavily focused on, like, the Rhodes family and, like, whatever, obviously. And I think with Rio being, obviously, on the team with Xander's and being obsessed with Ryan and best friends with Indy, I think we're going to get a little bit more back to, like, them, which I think is going to be, like, really nice.
Like a nice tie-in.
Yeah. And, like, all of the kids. It's just, everything is just, it really feels like, I know these people, and, like, these are my friends and my family.
Yeah.
And I feel like I can continue to talk about this book.
We can keep going, but I actually just looked into it. I was like, oh, shit, I can't. I feel like some books we talk about, I'm like, fuck, we're only, like, 18 minutes in.
I know.
I don't know what else to come up with.
No, because I'm still, like, really, when they go to Chili's, like.
Oh, I love Chili's.
When
he holds her shoes with a Louis Vuitton.
Yes. And then, like, when they go to Indy and Ryan's house for one of the family dinners and they're grilling. And Ryan comes in, it's his first time meeting Kennedy, and he's like, oh, you're Kennedy? He's like,
why have I heard so much about you?
He's like, I feel like I know you. This guy hasn't stopped talking about you for the last 3 years. And this is when she starts being like, oh, he's not kidding when he says he's been obsessed with me.
Correct.
He calls their marriage, like, a happy accident.
I love when, like, he picks out the favorite color.
Yeah.
Like, favorite color is yellow, and she wears, like, the yellow bralette and everything.
Yes. And then at the end, when she gives him, the glasses, she has something yellow.
Yes.
I forgot what it was. And I like, too, that Liz did this. It's, like, it's brought up, like, that they don't know if they want kids. Like, they're basically, like, if it happens, great. And, like, if it doesn't, also, that's fine. Like, they're kind of just, like, they're happy to be aunts and uncles. And they just don't want to think about having kids yet until, like, maybe he retires.
Yeah.
I kind of, like that. Because I feel like a lot of times, it's like, oh, the happy ending is, like, we're getting married and having a baby. And
or, like, the epilogue is, like, them on their wedding day or right after, or, like, some comment, like, years down the road, and she's like, oh, surprise, I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of
Which
I'm
is
with you.
Fine,
I love those moments.
But I like, Right, but
it
I think
sense.
Yeah, I like the fact that maybe they don't want kids. Like,
and
you don't see that in
she
romance.
She just is getting her
yeah.
feet wet with, like, being this new doctor,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and
so
he's
like,
traveling all the time with baseball. Like,
yeah.
They're like, okay, like, maybe in the future when I retire, but, like, if not,
yeah,
we're
yeah.
also okay with that.
Yeah.
And I like that because, like, a happy ending could be just them being together. It doesn't have to be...
The kids don't always mean...
Happy endings.
Correct.
I know a lot of people who have children and their endings are not happy. Unfortunately.
Kids don't solve problems, people.
Mm. And now we're into therapy hour.
Yeah.
I'm sure I could keep talking and keep going. I don't want to beat a dead horse. Obviously, this is more than a 5-star read for us.
Like, we're both not picking up books right now because we're severely hungover.
You know, I'm refusing to read. I'm taking, like, 2 days off from reading so that I can really sit with it. Which I never do.
I tried to read a little bit yesterday because I had a couple arcs come in and I was like, oh, let me get going. And I think I got 5 pages in. Like, Tom was like, you're putting your book down. I was like, I can't do it. He's like,
yeah, no,
well,
I don't want to. I have no desire.
Yeah, I was like, I just got off the best book of my life.
Yeah.
I need a moment.
No. So next week's episode is The Ex-Vows.
Yes.
We are taking the first week of August off so Katie can give birth in
Thank
peace.
You.
And they'll
also
probably
be in the hospital
yeah.
on Wednesday. So, or like, I don't know when we're recording.
No, you'll definitely still be. I mean, we would probably record
yes.
Sunday
sure.
before you went
sure.
in, but we're not. August, the first week of August.
We'll give you a break from hearing voices.
It's vacation. Well, for me, but for Katie, it's birthing. And then just stay tuned for an August calendar because we don't really know what we're going to be doing next month or this month or whatever. What day is it?
Literally.
But on that note, I am Mrs. Isaiah Rhodes and. This is Katie, and we are out.
Thank you so much for listening to our episode. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to subscribe to receive notifications anytime a new episode drops.
You can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at thebff.bookclub. If you have any comments, questions, book recommendations, or books you want us to talk about in future episodes, please send us an email at thebff.bookclub1@gmail.com.
We appreciate your support.
See you, fuckers.